All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what my suit is, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Oh look, he's got a billion toys.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking take all you want! I'm all perplexed.
Perplexed? I don't think that's a word.
The word if I say it's a word.
Because you're in front of a mic?
That's right.
So that's how that works?
Kerplexed. It's like what's something that begins
it's kerfuffled?
Like kerfuffled.
And perplexed.
And perplexed. Kerplexed.
Kerplexed.
But I'm good now. I'm set.
Well, that's lovely.
Okay, you may begin taping now.
Oh, already been taping.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So everyone gets to hear that I'm kerplexed?
That's right.
But that pulls away the curtain, sir.
That's right. We're allowed to pull away the curtain.
I don't know.
You know, if we just did an outtakes version of this show...
Wow.
It would be a lot of laughs.
Would be a lot of something. Laughs is the right word.
Of course, this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Yes.
And I am OG.
And I am Big Kev.
You know, someone said that recently.
What?
We have new listeners.
We don't know who you are.
We have new listeners coming on board.
Are they coming from More Like Radio?
Regularly. They're coming from all different scopes of life.
Oh, I see.
And a couple of times we've gotten, who's who? Which one are you?
I'm Kev.
That's right. I'm OG.
There you go.
I normally say...
Sort it out, folks.
I'm the news guy. Kev's the angry one is normally how I...
Was that really?
Put it out there.
That's how you describe it?
Sometimes.
You're the news guy and I'm the angry one?
Most people know who I'm talking about right away.
Wow. Now I'm the angry one.
You are the angry one. Is this different?
I don't know. I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna think of a time when you were really angry about something.
Oh, I've been plenty times angry about something.
So how am I the angry one?
I've plenty times
Tonner hands
told
done.
Told listeners to fuck off. So
wow.
I clearly language. Am sometimes the angry one.
Language.
Oh, we have the explicit tag.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we're not catering to the youngins.
Oh.
And okay. If they do and they hear a dirty word, oh well.
It is, yeah.
It is what it is at this point.
There's no word that we use that isn't being heard by every school child in America.
That's right. Around the locker room.
What are we calling this one?
This is Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 262. Who died? Who cares?
Exactly. And we'll get to that in the comic section.
That's right.
If I'm not mistaken.
Actually, we'll kind of put that in the news.
Yeah?
Yeah, because the events surrounding it are in the news.
Oh, I see.
The actual issue is in the comics.
Gotcha.
You understand what I'm saying?
Gotcha. And go.
Let's do it.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
First thing in the news.
Yep.
New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
Coming up soon.
Yeah, very soon.
I'd say, 6 weeks away?
Thereabouts.
Thereabouts.
This is hot off the presses, is it not?
Proud to announce our booth number.
At last.
I think we might be the last people to announce their booth
number.
To
get a booth
number. Because everybody else's booth number has been slowly
popping up. You know
what,
though, OG? You can just throw your booth number out there, right?
That's right.
If you're like exhibiting, you can just throw it out there. Or you can build anticipation.
That's right.
So those of you that have waited patiently and have enjoyed the building of the anticipation, behold!
Booth 3261.
Where is that?
I have no idea. Because the map's not out yet.
The map's not up, but we know what our booth number
is. That's right.
We're going to be somewhere awful.
I hear pray tell, as long as we're not in Cat Shit Corner.
I like that place.
Actually, I loved that. I hope that's exactly where we are.
I hope that's exactly where we are.
I hope we're in the exact same spot.
Yeah, that would be great.
I hear that the map will be available shortly, like within the next 2 weeks.
But we don't know where that is.
The exhibitor map.
I'm calling our rep.
Do it.
I'm going to be like, where are we?
And of course, at booth 3261, Rich Page from Ume Toys, Selena from the Jelly Empire, Eric from Argonaut Resins, quite possibly Pete Abrams from Sluggy Freelance.
Could
I think
happen.
That's still in the works.
Right.
And maybe a few others. So, you know.
Four Horsemen.
I'm just saying.
Could be there.
I'm just saying.
Banksy.
I don't think he's going to be there.
Banksy's
neither version of him is going to be there.
Really? Why wouldn't they be there?
Because.
He'll be in town.
He might be at New York Comic Con.
What about the Suck Lord?
He'll probably be at... You know, the Suck Lord was on Bravo again this week.
Oh, he was?
On Gallery Girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I heard that show is fucking terrible.
The only episode I know that anybody that's actually watched was the Suck Lord episode, which I'll probably find on demand in a week or two. And maybe catch up on it.
We should reach out to his suckiness and ask if he wants to do something at our table.
We could do that. We could certainly do that.
What about Doc A?
He'll be in town, but I think he's pretty much locked in at the My Plastic Heart table.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has a show that weekend at My Plastic Heart.
We're going to that reception, aren't we?
It is Friday night that day opening. So at My Plastic Heart. So right. I'm assuming, yes, that we are going to that.
Nice.
George and Aileen from October Tour is going to be in town.
Where are they
signing?
Both of
them. They're just wandering.
What? They don't have to wander.
With a posse.
They don't have to wander. They can be right. What about Automatic Matt?
I hear he might be in town as well.
I know. I should reach out to him.
I hear there's a plethora of friends that are going to be at the show. I know Geek Girls is having her party
on
Saturday
Angry
night.
Angry Wobots.
I don't know if he's
going to be. Are we going to the Geek Girl party? Are we on the list?
We are on the list.
Oh, we are. Okay.
So presumably we will be making an appearance on that Saturday night.
Cool.
More information on that to come.
Okay. Angry Wobots signing at our...
I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be at the con this year. I haven't heard yet.
Not signing.
He might be because the Art Wino booth is going to be there again.
You know what that means? Year. I'm going to have to make that tough decision again.
I know you're
going
to have to make the call this year.
Damn.
You're going to have to say, I want it.
Okay, so there's that. Who else do we know that's going to be there?
There's so many people.
What about that Dots kid? Is he going to come by, sign something?
You know what?
I saw him in Connecticut.
Yet. I don't know yet. I've been in talks with
Jamie Dots.
I've been in talks with Jamie from In His Likeness.
Yes, that's
This Day in Alt History.
Timony Brothers?
No, I don't believe so.
No?
No.
Not at our con or not at our booth?
Not at our booth.
Oh.
I think they might have their own booth this
year. Oh, really?
So in Artist Alley, I think so.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll talk more about New York Comic Con.
Alrighty.
As we get on.
Okay.
But let's do the rest of the news.
Okay. What else is there?
Well,
after
we might
that,
as well.
How can we follow that?
We might as well talk about the namesake for this particular episode.
Right.
So apparently it was spoiled like first thing this morning.
Okay.
By the New York Daily News. And what we're talking
spoiled.
About. This is spoiler alert. If you have not read AVX 11.
We're going to spoil it now.
So turn it off. Walk away. Take a dump. Eat a sandwich. We're going to talk about it. So apparently in the New York Daily News this morning, and then in emails to like press outlets all day long and like on Facebook pages and like subject lines, it was just thrown out there. Professor Charles Xavier, founder of the X-Men, was killed.
Dead again.
By Cyclops.
Yeah.
Now, this is the first time he's actually died, right?
Really?
The first time he died, it wasn't actually him.
I don't know.
It was, it was a changeling or something.
Who knows? And then,
I think he died a second time. But that was in an alternate universe.
Was it an alternate universe?
And it led to like that. It led to that.
The creature that was part him, part Magneto?
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, he died.
Why did Cyclops kill him?
I don't know.
Doesn't say in the news report?
No. But what I did think was interesting was the quote. Was a quote from Brian Michael Bendis.
Oh, okay.
In regards to this.
Is he writing that book?
He is.
Oh.
When I joined the X-Men office, I'm reading his quote. When I joined the X-Men office, I was quite surprised what a polarizing figure Charles Xavier had become among the editors, creators, and readers. Maybe it's because he's bald, but I never have a problem with him. funny.
Get it?
Analyzing it is clear that the franchise just simply outgrew him.
Can we just talk about how Bendis is just not funny?
Let's talk about
this first. Sorry.
All of the characters had moved on to a place where Charles himself wasn't really needed anymore. I don't think anyone did it on purpose. It was just one of those organic storytelling things. I spent a lot of time championing his place in the Avengers versus X-Men storyline, only to find out that I was really one of the only people who cared how he felt about the whole thing. After one of our retreat days, a small group of us got together, and the question was brought up that maybe he would be more interesting dead post-AVX than he was in life pre-AVX. Knowing what my plans were post-AVX, in death, Charles Xavier made every scene I have coming up for the next year more passionate, more interesting, and more controversial. I was very happy that we voted to whack the man. And then in another comment from Tom Brevoort, I think is his name.
Brevoort.
Yeah. He pretty much says, no, he's dead. This is about as serious and lasting as a death as you're apt to get in one of these. So there you go.
Wow.
Charles Xavier is dead.
Because no one's ever died in a comic book.
Nope. So a couple of thoughts on
groundbreaking.
This. First of all, why the Daily News feels the need to spoil it is beyond me. Of course, why the need for Marvel to whore out their headline to the Daily News in a money grab to the masses.
I gotta get the episode where Professor X dies.
Right.
Again.
Why they felt to do that is also beyond me. You had to know that they were going to spoil it. So that is just silly. That being said, I think Bendis's explanation actually has some merit to it. A lot of the characters have grown past Xavier. There are two different schools. He's no longer really in charge. He was kind of a mentor. I mean, from that thought perspective, okay. I'm okay with that. Do I really think he's really dead? No. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Neither here nor there.
All right. Moving past that.
It's really difficult to move past that because I'm trying not to be the angry one to say how bad Marvel has gotten. And thankfully, since everything's restarting,
yes,
I don't have to be a victim of it anymore.
Sure.
I'm a victim. I'm a victim of the editorial decisions of Marvel Comics. I'm a victim.
You know
what? That's what I want. I want our t-shirt from your Comic-Con to be, I'm a victim of Marvel Comics, of the editorial board of Marvel Comics. That's what I wanted to say. So here's my new plan. As far as I know, was Daredevil announced?
I don't know.
I mean, I could be way out of the loop here, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm reading Captain America.
I'll continue to read Spidey,
mm-hmm.
and maybe I'll check out one or two other things out of curiosity's sake.
Nope.
I'll pick up issue ones.
Nothing.
Just to kind of see.
Nothing.
But I don't suspect past nope. Amazing Spider-Man, or whatever that new title will be.
Right.
I don't know that I'll be on board. Amazing Spider-Man's still the only Marvel book that I'm reading.
They have given me a spectacular out, and I'm taking it.
Just think about how much happier your wallet will be. Week after week.
No, it won't be, because you know what? I'm going to spend that money on other more exciting, more continuous stuff. That's not a word either.
Not even continuous.
Continuous?
Continuous. No, that's not right. I don't know what you're looking
things
for.
Things with continuity.
Oh, well then.
Things that are good.
Fine. Lovely. All right, let's move on to DC. No, let's stay with Marvel.
Oh, okay.
So rumor of the week, because there's always one, is that Dr. Stephen Strange is going to have, is going to be in Thor 2.
Okay.
Dark World.
Dark World. Okay. Yay, Dr. Strange.
So Dr. Strange is up there amongst the characters that Marvel has been teasing. I'm going to say since Toy Biz was still a thing.
Did they
as get, far as movie licenses
Did they
go.
Get David Strathern?
I don't know.
Because if not, don't bother.
They don't have anybody.
If they don't get rumor. David Strathern, if that's his name. Is that, you know who I'm talking about?
I know
about?
Who you're talking
good
about.
Good night and good luck.
Yes.
That guy.
Yes.
If they don't get that guy, don't bother doing
He's
it.
He's the same guy on Alphas. Isn't he on Alphas?
I don't know. Is he on Alphas?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know. David Strathern, if you don't get in Marvel, don't bother doing the character. It would be a useless job. Anyone else in there is just going to be like, ugh. But
he is one of the guys. Yeah, David Strathern. He's the lead on Alphas. He's one of the leads on Alphas.
Yeah?
He plays the lead psych doc. He's great on that show.
Oh.
That show is amazeballs. Yep. But anyway.
That's awesome. If you don't get him for Doctor Strange, don't do the character.
That being said.
Name another. Do we have something to give away? Name a guy who can play Doctor Strange for our prizeless giveaway this That's week. Right. No, we got to have something later.
I'm sure
here,
we can
we?
Find something in the product archive.
Don't you have a kid?
Yeah, I'm sure we can find something in the product archive to give away.
Let's give away that kid.
No, we're not giving away my kid. Let's move on.
As a prize.
Let's go to DC.
This is not a prize.
In the DC rumor mill this week.
Yes, sir.
Lobo
uh-huh.
joining the Justice League movie.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Joining the Justice League movie?
Movie.
Yeah, I'm out. There's no way this movie's happening.
I don't believe this to be truth. I think this is hogwash silliness.
The whole... I'm just... There's no truth to this movie at all.
All right.
This is just... We want to be in the news like know, we're trying to I do know. Something
no.
while we figure out what we're really going to do.
Yeah, I hear you. All right. Wonder Woman.
She's out of the Justice League movie.
Wonder Woman getting another shot at a TV show.
We got to have something.
Yeah. So apparently... let's see, the CW is breaking down comic prop, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Apparently there's a new Wonder Woman show in development called Amazon. It's being written by Alan Heinberg, the gentleman who wrote Grey's Anatomy, The OC, and he worked on Young Avengers. The story will chronicle her early years as a young budding superhero rather than a fully formed defender of liberty. So there you go. They're giving Wonder Woman another shot.
Unbelievable.
Was it only a year ago or is it 2 years ago already that
I
other pilot with Adrian Palicki? Remember that one?
I don't know if it was a year or 2 years
tanked
ago.
And never made it. The pilot never even got aired. Well, there's that.
Okay.
Sticking with DC. I'm just blowing through DC. And then we have two other things.
I feel really bad because DC's books are awesome, but DC's movies aren't. I mean, Batman is, but that's over.
Speaking of DC books,
huh?
You know, they have this whole zero issue thing going on.
Yeah, I've enjoyed the ones I've read.
I read, what did I read? I read Detective.
Really good.
This week was really good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it very much.
This week, I think, is
Batman
is this week. And Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin is this week. Uh-huh. I don't know, there's a bunch of Green Lantern is this week.
Did you read Green Arrow?
I did read Green Arrow. Green Arrow was, and I put this as politely as possible, El Stinko.
Oh,
like
really?
That book. That book is shit.
The Green Arrow book? Is or terrible. The, just the Zero?
No, that book is terrible.
Really?
That book is awful. They have completely pooed on that character.
Well, then I guess you'll be paying attention to Arrow. Everyone says the show is going to be awesome.
Actually, Arrow, I'm actually really looking forward to Arrow. Everything I've seen, trailers, read about, looks great.
Everybody says this is like a show to watch.
I'm excited about Arrow.
Even EW hates everything.
But the book has been El Stinko. I'm sorry.
Wow. A little surprised.
I'm still reading it because I'm a glutton for punishment, but it has been El Stinko.
Gotcha.
I will say, though, that issue zero, I think, was Judd Winnick wrote it. So it had a little bit of okayness in it.
Reality TV star Judd Winnick?
That's right. Winnick had a really good run on Green Arrow.
No, he did.
You know, years ago.
Years ago.
All right. Do you remember that controversial, over-sexualized El Stinko Catwoman Zero cover?
Sure.
Okay, so that's not going to be the cover. DC has changed the cover.
Way to buckle, DC.
And actually, there's actually
nude.
There's actually a new artist working on the book too. Gillum March, as opposed to something Rafa. I forget the dude's name that was right in the original book. But if you look at the Big Kev's Geek Stuff photo gallery
for
right
this
now,
episode,
or perhaps if you're watching this episode on iTunes, QuickTime, iPod, iPad,
iPhone 5.
Any of those devices.
iPhone 5.
Not yet. 2 weeks from now.
Not even 2 weeks.
No, I think it's isn't it a week
from Friday.
They go on pre-sale a week from Friday. But I thought
Go on pre-sale today, sir.
Oh, I thought the phone was 2 weeks.
Are you arguing with me over the release of an Apple
phone? Oh no.
Oh, I'm just
I know that you were the expert. I just thought it was 2 weeks from now.
No, not yet. I'm a specialist. I want to be an expert.
I understand. Anyway, you're looking at the two covers.
Uh-huh.
What was originally solicited and what the new cover is.
Is it less sexual?
No, it's no less sexual, but
I haven't seen it.
But the pose is less silly.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like her neck isn't quite as whatever. Anyway.
That's a shame. And they replaced the whole artist because he was clearly over sexualizing the book.
They replaced the whole artist because they did. Because there was controversy because a bunch of people got their panties in a bunch over it.
Panties. All right.
Why The Last Man?
Because
a new priority project at New Line Cinema. So this is finally moving back up the charts.
Oh yeah.
Which is great. That's great news.
Sure.
I'd like
to see them tell that story in one movie.
No way. Absolutely no way they could tell that in one movie.
Yeah.
First of all, the biggest mistake about this is that they're making it a movie.
Yeah, totally.
Why someone hasn't picked this up as a television show is beyond me.
It should have been HBO.
This is easily as graphic and as good a story as Walking Dead is, as far as serialized storytelling goes.
Yep.
And could easily support a miniseries.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's not still going on like The Walking Dead is. That being said,
AMC
you could easily
get
a handful of seasons out of it.
Yeah.
So, of course, I have concerns if it's only going to be one movie versus two movies, but whatever. I'm happy that it's moving forward.
If they decide to do two movies, they should give it to Peter Jackson. Because then it will be three
Speaking
movies.
Of Peter Jackson, did you see the images? I think they're being solicited of the Hobbit toys.
No. Oof. Who's doing them?
I don't know, but if you go over to friend of this very program.
Yeah.
Paul Nomad over at Idle Hand Toys.
Idle Hands.
His blog.
.com.
He's got the newest images up today. He posted them.
Oh, yeah?
And a couple months back, he posted like the very first production pulls. And so there's the new ones now.
Right.
But they're being solicited. And the company that has them is a company I haven't heard of before.
Really?
It's not Hasbro.
Uh-oh.
So, and I only say Hasbro because
Hasbro absorbed
most of Toy Biz. Yeah. I don't know, but
are they matching up with the old Lord of the Rings toys?
I guess, but there are two different lines. There are 6-inch or whatever they are, or 8-inch, whatever the fuck.
Uh-huh.
But they're doing 3¾ too, like sets.
Did these people make the Pirates toys?
Oh, God, no. No. It's not that company.
Is it Jazzwares?
No, it is not. It is not Jazzwares.
Because there's a lot of shit toys out there right now.
Jazzwares put something out recently, though, that I actually thought looked pretty good. But I can't remember what it was.
It wasn't Mortal Kombat, right?
No. This is like now, recently. Is Jazzwares the ones that are doing the new Hanna-Barbera figures? Have you seen those?
Hanna-Barbera figures? No.
Yeah, there are new Hanna-Barbera figures, and there are two scales also.
Uh-huh.
There's like maybe it's 4-inch scale, and then like a 6-inch scale, and it's like, I really want Captain Caveman. It looks fucking amazing.
Where did you see these?
Toys R Us has them. They're in that aisle with like...
That nobody goes in.
They're in the aisle with like the NECA toys and like... Like that kind of stuff, like
the clearance aisle.
No, but it's not.
I'm sorry,
well, yeah, but
I couldn't get
but,
it out.
You know, it's like half clearance. But
no,
the other
no,
half of the
yeah,
aisle
no,
is, like,
I got
Scorch
you.
Figures, NECA figures, Mezco stuff, like that kind of. And then it's like some of the DC stuff is
the
in
the pre-clearance aisle.
Also. The actual DC stuff, not the Mattel DC stuff. Yeah,
pre-clearance aisle.
But they're new. Yeah,
Captain Caveman.
Fred looks great. Fred Flintstone looks great. Comes with the buffalo helmet.
Okay.
But Captain Caveman looks really good.
That one's interesting.
There's a new Hong Kong Fooey that looks really good. Rosie from the Jetsons looks really good.
Uh-huh.
There's a couple of them.
Wow.
Yeah, they're really... I might be Jet. Someone's putting those out, but I was like, really? They're the ones that have this license? Because they look really good.
Yeah.
For that company.
That's interesting.
Maybe I'll try to get a Captain Caveman for coming
up. If it's
up.
Jazzwares, the Jazzwares ought to, you know, like, do us a solid. Send us something to talk about.
But I've completely lost track of where we were going with this. There was Hobbit, and there was Idle Hands Toys with the new figures. I don't know. I don't know where I was.
I brought it up because I said that... if they only want to do two movies for Why the Last Man.
Oh, right. So Why the Last Man, right.
They should give it to Peter Jackson, so there will be three.
So, yeah. So Why the Last Man is moving forward as a film, and there it is.
And is that the end of the news?
That is the end of the news.
Oh, lovely, OG. And then we'll take our first break right here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 262. I knew that. I need you to prompt me. 262.
Who died?
Who cares? See, I knew that one too. Just need another second. God, I always cut.
Hey, this is David Naughton from An American Werewolf in London. And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 262. Who died? Who cares?
Yep. It's all true.
Don't forget, if you'd like to talk about something we talked about in the first segment of the show, or really anything, maybe something we've talked about in a previous show, something you want to hear us talk about.
Or if you'd like to enter this week's giveaway contest. And the question is, who other than David Strathern would successfully play Doctor Strange in Thor 2? Because it hasn't been cast yet, right?
I know.
Okay.
It's still rumor. And I don't believe
it. And
it's
anyone
true.
Answering Nicolas Cage will be slaughtered by OG.
God. Oh, my. Yes, they might be slaughtered by me. You can give us a call over at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
Or find us on Twitter at BKGeekStuff, at GeekStuffOG. Or maybe drop us an email, BigKevsGeekStuff@gmail.com.
Yes, the winner of this contest will be the person who has either the most accurate or the funniest entry. And don't say animated is not an acceptable entry.
No.
Let's see. There's if you're ridiculous, that's not funny.
Right.
You know what I mean? Funny is funny.
Right.
Ridiculous isn't funny.
Right. Like you say, your dog.
My dog. Exactly. My dog should play. And you send us a picture and he has like white in his hair. No, not going to work.
Not going to work.
Not going to work.
All right. Let's do this.
Geek Stuff. DVD News.
Sean Hannity is not an acceptable answer. You know, like, you can't be ridiculous.
Right. But if you sent us a picture of your pet frog with a little Viking helmet on and was like, he
that's
should play Thor the Frog of Thunder in Thor 3,
if we had
I might give you something.
If we had a contest about that, yeah.
All right. DVDs this week. There's a couple that I want to mention.
A couple?
Yeah.
Right. I can mention 33 discs that came out this week that you're going to want to. That was this week.
The Harry Potter?
Yeah.
That was last week.
I got it, sir. We're going to talk about it next week on the show.
I know. We mentioned it last week.
It weighs 30 pounds. I didn't get it, unfortunately, until with enough time to actually look at it. It weighs like a ton. It's like...
You need a dolly?
It's like a foot or so by a foot or so in the box. And you're like, oh, man, that... You know, because it's probably like some cheap thing they put in. No, sir. It weighs...
Best Buy had a hand truck for you?
It weighs a goddamn ton. A ton.
Let's talk about DVDs this week.
Okay.
Snow White and the Huntsman.
Oh, that's this week?
I actually kind of want to see that. I heard some really good things about that.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Big Bang Theory.
Kristen Stewart gets naked. No, that's On the Road.
Yeah, no.
Coming up. Jack Kerouac movie.
Big Bang Theory, season 5, out this week.
Man, I am so behind because my DVDs are still packed away. I don't even know what I need and what I don't. Hopefully, by the time I do dig it all out, DVDs will be on clearance and I'll be able to pick up the shit cheap.
Castle season. Oh, I think I just died there for a second.
What the hell happened?
Castle season 5 came out this
week.
What
the hell was that?
I don't know.
It was like a wizard in your stomach was summoning evil or something.
I was becoming Etrigan.
or Watto was popping out or something. Wow.
Spartacus Vengeance. The complete second season is out this week. And there was
is that with the dead guy or without the dead guy?
I think that's with the dead guy.
Oh.
And there was one other thing that I thought was really appropriate.
Lewis Black?
No, not Lewis
Black. The Ring?
No, not
the Ring. How many... Dude, can I just say how much stuff is just popping out on Blu-ray all of a sudden?
Oh, Terra Nova came out this week.
Oh.
Oh. Titanic in 3D?
Terra Nova canceled, right?
Canceled, yeah. That's done.
So no ending.
No.
So it's just, hey, here's some Terra Nova episodes.
Here's what you've seen already.
Oops. You know, here's what
everybody else hated.
I buy a lot of sci-fi stuff. Right. You know, that comes out on DVD. That's kind of mostly the stuff that I buy. Little things here and there, like historical stuff, you know, that kind of thing. I'm not buying Terra Nova.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Blu-ray? See?
Now, that's the state of the world when I'm like Steven Spielberg's Terra Nova or
versus
Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Where is my money going?
You had to pop their nose, right? Is that how you had to kill them?
Dude, what is this, 1985? No. I don't remember how that movie goes. I think I've seen it twice since it came out.
All right. Those are your DVDs this week.
I think, am I wrong? Is Christopher Titus in that movie?
Oh, God, is he really?
I think he might be. I don't know.
You know, Christopher Titus has a podcast.
Does he?
I've checked it out.
Oh, is it funny?
It's very entertaining.
Christopher Titus is
He's a funny dude.
He's funny. If you've never seen Titus.
Oh my. If you've never seen Titus, the TV show. Yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself.
You should totally. If I don't know if it's on Netflix or where you can get. I know it's on DVD. If you can get a hold of it, maybe one of the funniest TV shows of all time and just got totally effed.
Right.
By Fox.
Stacey Keach
has ever gotten effed by Fox before. Yeah, I know you're saying, no one, that's never happened, Firefly. But, I mean, this show was so ahead of its time, unbelievably funny.
Stacey Keach was should've amazing. Won. Christopher should've... Titus was amazing.
Let's forget even
Cynthia
Chris Titus.
Cynthia Watros.
Was so hot before the baby. What we should say is Stacey Keach should have won the Emmy every year.
That show is on.
I think he was nominated the first year.
And what's his name, too?
The brother?
The brother. Zach Wild. That whole show was just
do you know who
hilarious.
I hope it's Zach Wild. You better look it up while I'm...
He was Scott Farkas.
Yeah, Scott Farkas, the kid with the yellow eyes. That's Scott. It's
Scott.
Was it Scott?
Scott Farkas.
No, it's Scott Farkas.
It's Scott.
Are you sure?
I'm almost 100%
positive. IMDBing that because that would be embarrassing, considering he's a friend of this program, considering all the guys from Christmas Story are friends of this program. You better be right about that.
I am almost 100% positive.
Kid with the yellow eyes.
It was Scott Farkas.
He is funny as hell. I had dinner with him.
Scott, S-C-U-T, Farkas, and it's Zach Ward.
Ward.
Yeah.
You're not Wild. Zach Wild is somebody else.
Is
Zach Wild's a guitarist.
Is he a wrestler?
No, Zach Wild is like Ozzy's guitarist.
Oh, is he? He's somebody.
Zach Ward. Wow. You should be ashamed of yourself.
It happens.
That you said Wild.
It happens.
I think that's who Zach Wild is, Ozzy's guitarist.
I thought he was in Rage Against. I don't fucking know who he is.
I don't know.
Anyway, let's move on.
Hey, you want to win that prize?
No.
Zach Wild, not to play... Neither Zach Wilde or Ward to play Doctor Strange.
That's right.
Geek stuff, comics, books, and graphic novels.
Comic books.
Yes. Oh, yes, OG. I'm going to leap into the fray with Marvel, and the only Marvel book I'm still actively reading, but yet I'm still buying a few, which is really sort of embarrassing to even say. Captain America, Ed Brubaker, still putting out a great book. This is New World Orders Part 3. So when is this end? I mean, this is going to end soon, isn't it? I'm actually checking the back to see if this is like continued in Captain America 1. Next, Hydra takes to the skies. No, so I'm guessing it's not the end. To be concluded. Uh-oh, that could be it. That could be it, to be concluded. Unless that's just this arc, or is this whole book concluding? Because the new book is coming. Very confusing all around. But that's one to check out. You can also check out the zero issues from DC this week that I'm recommending you check out are Batman and Robin,
right,
by Peter J. Tomasi and Pat Gleason. A fairly good team.
I think I'm going to start reading that book.
You should,
because I haven't been reading it.
You should be reading all the books that actually contain the character of Batman.
No,
so
too many.
You don't have. No, you don't. No, see, that's just it. There aren't. You don't have to read Batwoman. You don't have to read Birds of Prey. You don't have to read Batgirl. You don't have to read. Well, you should be reading Red Hood and the Outlaws,
right?
Because that book's just good. You don't have to read.
So is it just Batman, Batman and Robin, and Batman Detective?
No, Batwing. You know, the black guy Batman book.
You don't have to read that.
You don't have to read that.
You don't have to read Nightwing.
You don't have to read Nightwing. Technically, I guess you don't have to read Batman Incorporated, though you probably should, because that book is pretty decent. But, you know, that's you're all right on the rest of them. But you can definitely check out Batman Issue Zero.
Yes, I'm very
from
excited
DC
for
Comics,
this.
Scott Snyder, Greg Capullo.
I'm excited for this for two reasons. One, because
I don't know what the hell's going
on. I'm always excited to read a Batman book.
Uh-huh.
I like Snyder and Capullo.
Yes.
But more importantly, because I believe next month, this coming out means that next month is the return of the Joker.
Yes. Well, then I'll have some news for you, sir, that I don't know how pleased you'll be or not.
Oh, I know about this news already.
Green Hornet.
All new creative team.
All new creative team.
Which means it's continuing past issue number 28, which is out this week.
Yeah, Green Hornet 28.
Stinko.
Pretty sure this book was ending. Written by Jay Nitz and art by Jethro Morales. Colors by Christy Swan. Letters by Marshall Dillon. Covers. Phil Hester at least did the cover to this book. At least that's the one I think I got. No, I didn't. I got the Steven Sadowski cover. How did that happen? Stupid comics people. Andy Parks off the book now. Gotta say, the art is not so great.
So that new creative team is bangarang.
Oh, the Phil Hester cover is way better than the Steven Sadowski cover.
I know
cover.
Someone going back to the comic book store.
Oh, man.
Lovely for you.
Shoot. No, I'm trying to see if it says that this is the end.
El Stinko.
El Stinko.
It's going to be the name
well,
of the next episode.
No, I regret to say that it doesn't say whether this is the end.
Well, I'm assuming that's
it
not
the
end.
It says beginning at
yeah,
the end of it.
Of course, oh. Because it's a new creative team.
Oh.
So Green Hornet continues.
Man, I really... I just put it out of its misery or our misery. What should never end, I have to say, but I'm sure is going to at some point, is Rocketeer Cargo of Doom, a brandy new Rocketeer.
Is this issue one of this?
This is issue two.
Okay. We covered, it is issue two. Okay.
Yes, sir. We covered issue one. Written by Mark Waid. Now, there's a name you can count on. A name you can trust. Mark Waid for Rocketeer writer. Created by Dave Stevens, of course. Art by Chris Samnee, who is familiar to me, but I don't know why it's familiar to me.
Yeah, he is. He's, maybe because he did issue one.
No, he did. I mean, and this is really good stuff. I would say the art is pretty good on this. I know the story is pretty good, so you can definitely check that out if you're a Rocketeer fan. Did you have also issues, OG?
The only thing I had that you didn't mention, something I'm reading, is Batman Arkham Unhinged. Number 6 is out this week. So
okay.
I've been checking out that and enjoying it thoroughly.
I have some books that need a checking out.
Okay.
And I'm going to begin with the latest in the what I consider one of the most awesome Marvel comics ever.
Oh, is this the new Oz book?
Yes. Dorothy and the Wizard in Oz is the name of the book. Eric Schanauer and Scotty Young should be given every award on the planet, and they have been given... Oh, it says, continuing the Eisner Award-winning Oz adaptations. Bravo, bravo, bravo. Scotty Young and Eric Schanauer, you know, Eric Schanauer, a writer slash, you know... adapter,
right.
And Scotty Young's art unfreaking real.
Yeah, I've been wanting to read these pretty much since they've started coming out, and I still haven't gotten on board. Probably
oversized.
Should do that.
I got the oversized collection here, $29.99 in the US. Of course, it's Marvel, so therefore you're expecting to pay a little more. Even though most other companies who are doing oversized books, I don't want to mention any names. You know, like DC Comics, for example, which we're going to talk about right now. Walt Simonson has done a Batman book, sir. Well, is it a Batman book? It's called The Judas Coin. A saga that spans centuries. 30 pieces of silver are paid to Judas Iscariot to secure his betrayal. Stricken with remorse, Judas attempts to return the blood money, but one of the coins is stolen, carrying its evil history and curse out into the world. This is the Judas coin, the lure that gleams with the reflected greed of its possessors and brings doom to those who encounter it. Down through the millennia, the glittering shekel crosses the path of ancient Rome's golden gladiator, the Viking prince, the pirate Captain Fear, the wandering cowboy Batlash, Batman and Two-Face in today's Take No Prisoners Gotham City, and the spacefarer Manhunter 2070.
Okay.
One of the comics medium's greatest graphic artists, Walt Simonson, weaves a narrative that spans the full depth and breadth of the DC universe. The Judas coin offers a journey like no other. So it's a graphic novel, standalone story. It's oversized and only $22.99. So
Jesus Christmas.
Check that out. It's, well, look, the Osberg is $30.
I know.
And finally, tonight, what you should check out.
What is that?
Oh, sir. This is the Star Wars, the Crimson Empire saga, the entire Crimson Empire story. Now, I'm going to tell you what it reprints as soon as I can see it. The elite soldiers of Emperor Palpatine's Royal Guard were among the most feared in the galaxy. So feared that after the Emperor's death, those who assumed power ordered the murder of them all. But one, Kier Kanos, survived. $35 is going to net you, OG, an astonishing amount of Star Wars comic book pages. This has got to be, I mean, this is several hundred pages. I'm afraid I don't have another.
Yeah, that's ginormous.
It's a humongous book. And it reprints, let me see. It reprints Crimson Empire, Crimson Empire 2, Council of Blood, and Crimson Empire 3, Empire Lost. Collected for the first time in one volume, along with the two tale enhancing short stories, whatever they are. I'm trying to see if it says. This volume collects Star Wars Crimson Empire 1 through 6, Star Wars The Bounty Hunters, Kenix Kill, Star Wars Crimson Empire 2, 1 through 6, Star Wars Hard Currency from the Dark Horse Extra number 21 through 24, Star Wars Crimson Empire 3, The Third Time Pays for All, and from Dark Horse Presents number 1, Star Wars Crimson Empire 3, 1 through 6, Star Wars Handbook Volume 2, Crimson Empire, all originally published by Dark Horse Comics. Over 477 pages. I'm guessing probably close to 500 pages here, OG.
That's craziness.
For $35, telling you everything you want to know. The Crimson Saga, the Crimson Empire Saga is one of the most popular Star Wars comics ever, sir.
That's an awesome little collection.
I know. And
I like that.
Yeah. So I can't wait actually to read that.
But how, now, why is this different than the omnibuses?
Omnibuses soft cover.
This is a hardcover. Other than that.
Why not do it as an omnibus? Too many pages, I think. Oh, I think those clock in around 300-400 maybe.
All right.
This is 5.
Okay.
Hardcover.
Yeah.
Slip jacket.
Price?
$35.
Oh, that's right. You said that, yeah.
Yeah.
We're just escalating in price.
Well, we kind of took a dip there for the DC book.
Well, the DC was first. Right? Oh, no.
No,
DC
no,
was
no.
Second.
The,
that's
the
right.
Marvel was 30. The Oz book. Worth $30, I have to say.
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely.
I'm not saying it's not worth $30. I'm just saying it's not really the norm.
Right, right.
$30. So that's it for me and books. You got anything?
No, that was it.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
Yes, sir. We're going to blast through these as well this week. The it must be a fortnight since our last reporting of this. Eagle Moss Publications, which you can find every fortnight at your news agent, Eagle, or at www.eaglemoss.com/DC-chess. This would be the latest two releases in this fabulous series. I got to say, OG, I'm liking these more and more every day. Nightwing is number 14, piece number 14 in the collection. He is I believe he's a white bishop, if I'm not mistaken. Great sculpt on the piece. You know, these pieces are coming really fast now. It seems like they can't go on forever. because it seems like they're coming, you know, all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm really excited about every single one of them, and I'll give you that one to check out, OG. And also tonight we're talking about Black Pawn, Mr. Freeze.
That could be one of the best ones in the line.
Is the
15... As far as the quality of the sculpt and the paint,
yeah,
that one's amazing.
15, piece number 15. The pawns have the lower bases. The pieces in the back, like the white bishop, which is Nightwing here, have right. the taller ones. It's going to display awesome. I can't even believe how awesome these yeah. have come out. I was really skeptical when they announced these, but man, am I happy. And what do they run? They're about 16 bucks a piece, thereabouts.
Now, I notice on the back of that Mr. Freeze, they're taking a little bit of a departure.
Why? Because Black Canary? Black Canary is one of Batman's most skillful allies, sir.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Isn't she in Birds of Prey?
She is in Birds of Prey.
So therefore, she is in a Batman book?
I guess.
Therefore, she is a Batman family character. Ergo, she becomes a chess piece.
All right, fine. I'm just saying. Oh, that's Katana was in it last
you,
week. Or
you gonna,
2 weeks
you
ago.
You going to pick that one up, OG?
No, not really.
Not going to pick up a Black Canary
figure. Nah, she's a little all stinko. It's my new thing. I'm
really?
Not, I don't know. I don't.
Not, not
I'm
not.
I'm not. I'm not feeling the. I'm not feeling the paint on it. Maybe when I
really?
See it up close and personal,
that could be
I'll
a,
change my.
That could be a proto.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe when I see it up close and personal, I will change it.
More DC stuff to talk about. Man.
Is this Joker and Oz?
Yo, next week we are going to have a variety of stuff to talk about that is not Marvel or DC.
No, next week we have Doc A piece to talk
Doc
about.
A.
Lego to talk about. Nanodots to talk about.
Yeah, plenty of stuff to talk about next week. Okay, so the latest in the Batman Black and White series, which has...
It's Joker in Wonderland. It's...
What is it? What?
It looks like the Cheshire Cat.
It's. I'm going to get to that, sir. It's by Brian Bolin. It is the Joker, as OG said. It's the Brian Bolin Joker... I'll read the, this is the description. The Man Who Laughs, from Brian Bolin, the legendary artist behind the definitive Joker tale, Batman the Killing Joke.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Comes the latest entry in the acclaimed Batman Black and White series. This statue is much anticipated homage to the Clown Prince of Crime. Well, it's the third homage to the Clown Prince
yeah,
of Crime.
Yeah.
Sculpted by Brian Fay. Sculpting is always awesome. So, what are our problems with the Batman Black and White line?
It should stick to Batman.
No, that's I'm over that. I agree with you.
Oh, you've gotten over that.
I'm over that. Well, when they're going to produce a piece like this.
No longer limited edition.
No longer numbered.
I'm noticing a considerably... I shouldn't say no limited edition. No longer numbered.
No longer numbered, yes.
Considerably smaller box than the last time.
It depends on the piece. Because
okay.
remember the flight piece?
Was
the
big.
One by... Who was that?
Jacques
was a pretty big box.
Which wasn't Batman either.
I think the box is based on the... piece inside the box.
Okay. No artwork on the box.
Right? No artwork on the box. So that's number one. Brian Bolin's base artwork that this is based on, not on the box. That used to be pretty
right.
spectacular as far as these went, to have that art on there. That was number one. Number two, package design has changed, not for the better. I think the old package design was much better than this one.
Well,
that's my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If the package design change...
Uh-huh.
Was maybe to save a couple bucks.
Right.
You know, which directly affects you.
Right.
The buyer.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. But I don't, for this one, there's no reason why they couldn't include the art on the side.
I don't, yeah, there's two photographs of the piece. This one, I think, could have been eliminated.
Absolutely.
The sort of arty one on the side there. And coming soon, Bane from designed by Kelly Jones, and also Batman designed by Kelly Jones.
Oh, that's interesting.
Considering it's already been out.
Batman designed by Kelly Jones?
Look it up. This looks exactly like the piece, unless they're doing another Mignola, where they're going to change some small detail about it. Well, that one just came out too, by the way. We haven't talked about it yet on the show, but they re-released the Mignola piece. The Mignola Batman may be one of the most popular ones in the line. It's certainly the most expensive if you try to buy the original one. They've re-released it with a new symbol on it, I guess to... in some way appease the crowd that is looking for one but can't get it because of the prohibitive price in the second market. These are running, I can't remember, these are running like 60 or like 70 or 80 bucks, probably 80 bucks now, the black and white statues. I think they're worth it. They look amazing when they're all together. What did you find, OG?
Well, it's hard because when I put in the search,
right,
what's coming up is the new one. I'm trying to see if there's an old one.
I'm pretty sure that there's a Kelly Jones that has already come out. I'm pretty sure. Well, we don't have to dwell on it. It's fine. So you're going to check that out. If you're a Joker fan, you're a Batman Black and White fan, or you're a good sculpting, good figure appreciating guy or gal, you're going to want to check this out from DC Collectibles, no longer DC Direct.
Well, this one website has it listed as new edition.
Right.
So I don't know what
so
the
there must have been an
was.
Old edition. Looks like the base has changed for sure.
Yeah, I don't know what the I don't know what the difference is.
All right, we'll have to wait and see. You got anything, OG?
No.
Then let's take our final break. Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 262. Who's dead? Who cares?
Hello! This is Master Shake from Aqua Teen Hunger Force Mama! You're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff! Listen up! You still listening? All right, have fun, you geeks. Goodbye, Mama! Shut up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 262. Who died?
Who cares? OG, isn't there something we're supposed to talk about, right?
Superpower Collectibles.
Oh, yes.
Don't forget to check out Superpower Collectibles for all of your geeky goodness and needs. Toys, action figures, statues, busts, comics, etc., etc.
They have etc. now?
They do have etc.
Wow.
There's a new category. It just says etc.
Really?
Yep. Under that category are things like the foot massage.
Classic really? Line. Wow. Yes, and of course you're going to want to
spa with
you're going to want to go over to Superpower Collectibles and make a purchase of at least $50.
That's right.
And use the coupon code BIGKEV.
That's right.
And you will receive $10 off.
That's right.
So that's a good thing. And if your order is over $99,
that's right,
using the code BIGKEV, you get free shipping.
That's right. Double whammy if you
double
spend
whammy.
Over 99.
So get to that $100. You know you're gonna. You can
that's
buy one
easy.
Statue
one
is $100.
$100.
Statue and a couple of books you wanted to check. Hey, we talked about a couple of books tonight they probably have over there. So you want to check those out. You want to buy yourself something or something for a lady friend or a gentleman friend.
Hey-o.
Gift giving season is almost upon us, OG.
That's right.
And there is going to be no better place to go than Superpower Collectibles to save on your whole order. $50 or more gets you $10 off of the coupon code BIGKEV. And orders over 100, free shipping. Coupon code BIGKEV. And that is Superpower Collectibles. OG.
Yes.
What did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Cyclops kills Professor X.
Dun, dun, dun. And nobody cares.
Why the last man moving forward at New Line? Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
You know, if Professor X had come out and said that he was gay and then Cyclops killed him, that would have been news.
That would have been bad for Marvel. Why the last man?
Instead, the whole thing is just gay and
bad for Marvel.
Anyway.
Why the Last Man moving forward with New Line Cinema?
That's good.
Lobo in the Justice League movie?
A
question
joke.
Mark?
Yeah, no.
Doctor Strange in the Thor movie?
Played by call our GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And win a date with OG by giving us the funniest or most thought-provoking entry into who should play Doctor Strange other than David Strathern.
Or your dog.
Yeah. No stupid entries, please.
But we said funniest. See, that's
no funny
that's
is funny. You know what? If somebody says Ellen DeGeneres, that's stupid. But if somebody says Mark Ruffalo, that's funny.
All right. He's always angry.
See, or if someone came up and said, you know who should play him, Terrence Howard, that would be funny.
He's not coming back to Marvel.
No, of course not. But that's why it's funny.
All right.
Those ones that we've mentioned, by the way, cannot be used.
DC changes the Catwoman Zero cover to make it less silly.
To make it less sexy.
Wonder Woman may be coming back to the CW. And apparently Arrow is really good.
Apparently.
What else we have? Oh my God, something I totally skipped in the news.
What did you skip?
Alan Moore.
Dead?
No.
Oh.
He's going to be doing the North Ends International Comic Expo. September 22nd and September 23rd.
The what?
He's going to be doing an expo, a con in the UK.
Wow.
Yeah, that's huge, right?
That's
He's
going to
be doing a panel,
right?
Two different panels. And I think in order to get into the panels, the whole idea is behind his panels they're like collecting comic books and graphic novels for like underprivileged libraries and shit like that.
Right.
You have to make a donation. And that's how you get a ticket to the panel. But it's just news that he's going to do a panel.
That's pretty fun. He's not signing, though.
I don't know.
Probably not.
Oh, he don't sign.
That would be so awesome.
What else did we talk about today? What else did we talk about? Did
we talk about anything? Hey, maybe if we talked about New York Comic Con.
Oh, we did talk about New York Comic Con. Booth number 3261.
I'm going to start writing Alan Moore every day a letter.
Yep.
Saying that if he comes and signs at our booth.
Yep.
That we will donate comic books to children or whatever he wants.
And I'm gonna start checking on you daily to make sure he hasn't sent someone to kill you.
Why?
He crazy.
It's a perfectly legit request.
He's gonna play his little lute or something. Gonna summon some.
I thought he played
crazy
bass
demon.
Or something.
No, I thought he played something weird.
I don't know. Probably ukulele.
Pan flute.
It's that big. Thing that the sitar something
Alan Moore from Peru playing the pan flute summoning a demon to kill Big Kev.
Nice. It's a great episode title. We should save that.
I'll never remember it again.
In
DVDs this week.
Yes. Section 2 of the show.
Snow White and the Huntsman out this week. Titanic in 3D. Big Bang Theory season 4 or season 5 rather. Castle season 4. Spartacus Vengeance season 2.
Spartacus.
And Killer Clowns from Outer Space on the Blu-ray.
Uh-huh. It's a lot. Books this week, I talked about Rocketeer Cargo of Doom number 2 from IDW. I talked about the regrettable Green Hornet continuing from Dynamite number 28. I never got OG to read it. And I don't care. I'd really still like you to watch the TV show. Batman issue 0 from DC Comics. Batman and Robin issue 0 also from DC Comics. From Marvel Comics, the sad yet still hanging on Captain America number 17. And in trades this week, the Crimson Empire Saga from Dark Horse Comics. It's all the Crimson Empire stuff in one fabulous 500-page volume. Going to run you, what did I say, $30? $30. Walt Simonson's The Judas Coin from DC.
$23.
And for $29.99, you can get the latest oversized hardcover collection of Eric Schanauer and Scotty Young's brilliant, despite it coming from Marvel's work on Oz.
In product this week, we had three things, two categories.
Yes. We
First,
had
from Eagle Moss Entertainment.
Every fortnight at your newsagent.
Two, apparently.
They're doing, by the way, I believe they're doing Lord of the Rings also now.
Of course they are. That's going to be a nice set, though.
I think I
Nazgul as pawns?
No, I don't know.
Wraith as well?
I think they just started like soliciting. So I've been debating whether I'm going to do the Lord of the Rings.
But then you can mix and match.
Really?
You could do Batman
versus
Frodo.
Mr. Freeze.
Of course, this week there are two pieces.
Two, yes. One is Mr. Freeze and one is Nightwing. So
right. There
you go. They can run about $16 or so, something like that. They're definitely worth it. When they're all together, a collection is going to be amazing. But I still don't know about that Lord of the Rings thing. I don't know. I'm really torn because I really think it's probably going to be, if they're half as awesome as these.
You know what, though? In all truthfulness,
yeah.
Friend to friend, you don't need,
you don't need any more stuff. Yeah,
you have the Batman set. It's nice.
I know.
It's pretty.
I know.
You don't need two chess sets.
I'm just saying.
3D chess. You know, like set up multiple
boards.
But
it's really nice.
Batman
from
Black
DC, from DC Collectibles. The latest Batman Black and White is the Brian Bolan Joker with the cat.
Yes.
That OG mentioned. That's actually the image from the book, sir.
It just kind of looks like the Cheshire cat.
Yes, sir. So check that out. I think they're running about $80 or so now.
Jeebus Christmas.
Yeah. Well, they're worth it. They're really awesome. And together they are unbelievably cool looking. So
Don't forget, you can check us out online over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our episodes, including our YouTube videos, the message boards, the image gallery, Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff, YouTube.com/BKGeekStuff, at BKGeekStuff on Twitter, and at GeekStuffOG, of course, if you want to follow me.
Yes.
And I think that might be it.
And with that, OG, I will end this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, as we end all episodes of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, by saying good night, Professor Xavier, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone.